But I think you are okay more.
Yeah.
By, now you can develop your Krishna consciousness. At that time you were ended in a very little, small scale. Today, so many devotees will also come. Old and a strong devotee. He has no fear at all. Very dead.
I think we are all eternally indebted to him for coming so far, so much austerity to get here, and he is coming to enliven us in Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I think without this enlivenment, who knows how many births and deaths we may rotate in this material world without the Guru's mercy. In fact, it is hopeless to get out of this material world without the grace of the Guru. It is so rare in this world to find someone who is 10% surrendered to the Supreme Lord, who is unalloyed. It is as rare as finding a touchstone in this world. It is impossible almost. But by Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are getting this very rare and special opportunity to hear about Bhakti Yoga, and especially the innermost stages of Bhakti Yoga. So we are all, we don't know why, but we are all very, very fortunate to have you here. And all the devotees who have come, you're all certainly most welcome to be here, and we'll do everything we can to make you comfortable. And so the festival is going to begin, and it is a great opportunity for all of us to increase our devotional service. And that this conference, these gatherings, is fulfilling the purpose of this whole age, is being fulfilled by having these meetings, by chanting the holy name and congregational chanting. This is the real purpose. This is the real purpose of human life, and we're all very, very fortunate in that. So I thank all of you, and especially Gurudev, for coming to our humble abode here. Thank you so much.
Where is Gopavinda Pal Prabhu?
He's at airport picking up devotees.
Oh. Here is airport?
Bringing devotees, coming, more devotees.
Where is airport? Here? San Francisco.
Brezhnev.
On the other way. You can speak two words yourself.
Sitting here just due to the sight of coming up here and grabbing our hearts. And some of us have been fortunate that in that year we got to go to Braj Mandal Parikrama, and we got to go to Navadvip Parikrama, and now we're going to New Braj Parikrama. And we can take advantage of the mercy of all these wonderful devotees and Maharaj coming here for those of us that can't go there, and take advantage of making advancement in our spiritual life so that we can serve our Gurudev more and more.
I want to thank for entering into my life. Because about a year ago, in several months, I was
crying out
somewhere with a voice in the wilderness for help to do the hard work. I tend to approach Krishna consciousness in other ways with my head. And Maharaj, one of the first things he said to me, he said, do you think it was your brain that brought you to your it was not my brain that brought me Srila Prabhupada, as you mentioned, it was causes mercy. And it's also causes mercy that brought Srila Narayana Maharaj into my life. I know many of us here feel the same way. And I want to express my gratitude. We're this tiny little place in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. There's so many major cities and major places, and somehow or other, Krishna and his pure devotees single us out here. And our lives have never been the same, and they never will be the same. And all glories to Srila Narayana Maharaj, and all glories to Prabhupada's
So, Shraddha, faith, is something that all of the Shastras are telling us. If someone is faithful, then they can make advancement on the path of spiritual life. This faith, this Shraddha, is a very rare commodity in this world. It is extremely rare. We have to accumulate so many past credits. Some Sukritis must be there in order for this faith to dawn within the heart. And at the point when this past credit accumulates, where we can have sufficient balance, then we are awarded the Sadhu Sangha. So by this Sadhu Sangha, the faith that we have accumulated also increases, and the quality of that faith also deepens. And we are told that this faith alone can bring us to Krishna. So the devotees, the Vaishnavas, are always praying to the great Vaishnav Thakur that if you can only award me, just please award me with a drop of faith. Shraddha Bindu Diya. Just please give me a drop of faith. And how do they do this? They shower the nectarine descriptions of the Supreme Lord's Nam, Guna, Rupa, Lila upon the heads of the faithful souls who have come to hear. In the very beginning of our Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam purport, he tells us that one must have submissive oral reception. This term, submissive oral reception, when I first heard this, I began to think, what does this actually mean? But how to become submissive to the words of the great soul? This is not an easy task. One has to have, as I said, accumulated so many pious credits. But one must also get the kripa, the mercy of these Vaishnavas. So they are asking us, please come and associate. Please come and hear. Please come and make your lives perfect by hearing these transcendental pastimes. If we take advantage of this, then surely our lives will be successful. So it is only by their mercy, actually, that we are given this opportunity. If they were not merciful, there would be no chance of us approaching the higher realm. So we must be extremely filled with gratitude and humility, and we must try to take full advantage when we have this great opportunity to hear from such a Vaishnava personality. Now, for the next 2 weeks, we will be able to attend the discourses given by Paramahansa Vaishnava. It's so rare in this world, and as the previous speakers all said,
that we have only Srila Narayan Maharaj himself to thank for coming here to this little place in the middle of the mountains of a foreign land, undergoing so much difficulty also to come. And in this way, if our hearts are very open, we will be able to receive this incredible great gift and treasure that he has come to bestow. So let us bow our heads at his lotus feet and try our very best to hear with complete submissive oral reception. Then our whole heart will be purified and we will be able to actually comprehend what is this Krishna consciousness movement. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
We want to hear two words from Braj Vallabh Prabhu.
It's nice hearing the devotees express their heart about feeling nowhere. And the title of Brahmanda Bhamitikonya Bhagavan Ji came into my mind. Now, really, without the sweet grace of the Lord coming to help us, we're really nowhere. And where there is no love, Vrindavan love, then that's nowhere. And I was thinking how encouraging it is to know that the Supreme Lord is behind all of this. That just beyond the scene, his smiling, beautiful face is there, and he is sending his dear devotees to give us encouragement. If we knew how close he was and how he's orchestrating all these wonderful events in our lives, if we could appreciate so deeply, then surely our spirits would be so high at all times. But in the course of time, in my life, I've met two great devotees of the Lord, but due to my inability to dive deep into their siksha, dive deep into their grace, I float to the surface and I become lost and I become totally nowhere. And this was the state of being that I was in for many years after the disappearance of my Guru days, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, and then Srila Narayan Maharaj had come to give me great encouragement. I pray that all the devotees please be merciful to me so that and help push me deeper and deeper into the picture, into the message of what Srila Narayan Maharaj is trying to give into our hearts.
Your name is Advait Prabhu. Advait Prabhu.
Nandagopal.
Yes, it is said to us.
Well, we're also fortunate. 1 year ago, I remember when Srila Gurudev first came and Nirguna stood up and spoke, and the first thing he said is that this is non-sectarian, what you have brought. And that has so much rung true over the past 1 year that my eyes have opened so much in a broad-minded fashion, thanks to the mercy of Srila Narayan Maharaj. Myself, I missed to meet personally Srila Prabhupada by just a few short years. And for so many years, I was wishing and wondering, how was it that I was so unfortunate that I missed Srila Prabhupada? And last year, Srila Narayana Maharaj came, and I feel that this was my special mercy to meet a pure devotee, and that Srila Prabhupada has made this possible, and that Srila Narayana Maharaj is doing this wonderful service for Srila Prabhupada to help us all continue on and be strong in Krishna consciousness. So often, I feel so hopeless, but when we were on the Braj Mandal Parikram, Gurudev many times would say, don't be hopeless, be hopeful. Even though it may seem so difficult, that there's always hope. And one thing Raj Balava Prabhu was just speaking, we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam the other day, where it said that if one has the fortune to meet a pure devotee and obtain a spiritual master, then he has the direct favor of Krishna himself. So we can all feel that Krishna is being very merciful to all of us, that we have this opportunity to serve a pure devotee. And we thank you so much for coming here, and wish to serve you all, Srila Gurudev, and everyone who's come, to the best of our ability. Jai.
Paramahansa Prabhu, two words.
The disappearance of the Guru, the Guru's lotus feet are like a lotus flower. And what causes lotus flower to bloom? The sun. The flower becomes open and gives fragrance and beauty by the shining of the sun. And the Guru's lotus feet are like a lotus flower. And the Guru's lotus feet, they become manifest to the disciple through the intense desire, or the desire within the heart of the sadhaka to want bhakti. And if that desire is strong within the heart of the sadhaka, then the Guru's lotus feet, like a lotus flower, will become manifest in the heart of the disciple. And even after the disappearance of the Guru, the Guru Maharaj mentioned that the Guru keeps a watchful eye on the sadhaka. Even though he may appear not to be present, but he keeps a watchful eye on his disciple. And if the desire for bhakti within the heart of the disciple is very strong, then the Guru will manifest, his lotus feet will become present, and he'll manifest himself before the disciple. And even after the disappearance of the Guru himself, he will arrange, if that sincere desire within the heart of the sadhaka is there for bhakti, the Guru will arrange through another Vaishnava for his instruction and through his deliverance. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering how this would take place. And I have, after going to see Gurudev in Brajamandal and hearing him speak, seeing him so much faith in my own Guru Maharaj was strengthened, and I saw how my Guru Maharaj, he spoke, it, like he was speaking and he stopped on this paragraph and this sentence, and then I met Srila Narayana Maharaj, and then he, just after the full stop, he spoke in it, and he has not stopped since then. He's speaking so wonderfully and so beautifully, and his last tour to Australia. Every day I would hear the same siddhant about Guru Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Gaura Tattva, and Radha Krishna Leela. And just the next sentence is speaking on and on. Thinking how amazing it is, how wonderful it is. And so my heart is so captive and so indebted. And even though I'm so fallen and so unqualified and so much in need of mercy, I'm so happy that you have come. I'm so happy that I was able to come here. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says there's three very powerful substances. The footsteps of the Guru, the remnants of the Guru, and the water that is washed his lotus feet. And I would like to get a little bag and take a little bit of it. I'm so much needy that I can order it. I'm so happy to be here.
See. Vrindavan Vilasi. Restrict to only two words. Oh yes, you can.
He did last time.
Yes. So you know some tricks. That this is more and more tell me. Only two words.
I was reading something very, very special
And it was the prayer that Rupa Goswami wrote about Raghunatha Goswami, and I don't know the Sanskrit very well, and I don't have a good memory. But he's praying to Krishna on behalf of Raghunatha Goswami. And he's saying, I have one friend who's at Radhakuni, who's rolling on the banks of Radhakuni, weeping and weeping. Krishna, you please bestow your mercy on this Raghunatha Goswami, on my friend. Take him out of it. I was just thinking how wonderful the deep love of the Bhagavatis are. What friendship they have. And this is what we're all looking for, this kind of loving relationship. And this is what Srila Prabhupada brought us, and this is what Maharaj is doing. She's really good bhakti. And this deep love of the Bhagavatis. And it's so good.
You have to speak to us. You
Namaste Guru Devaya Prat Pradayane Saranaha Rupaya Pradnanasayane. A few months ago, Gurudev was in Australia, and there was a little book that came out afterwards called Sprinkles of Mercy.
Nectar.
So this, now we feel the mist again is coming. Gurudev is here. In the Govinda Leela, Gurudev writes that the young girl was peeking through the doorway, and I believe the mother-in-law tried to stop her and said, don't look at Krishna or you'll get bitten. Well, we all looked, now Gurudev has bitten us. And there's a nice word in English language called smitten. He's taken our hearts. And it's a very, very special thing beyond. We all feel that, we all know that, and he always asks, how are you? We all answer, now we're fine, after seeing you. The spiritual master is such a rare occasion to have such a Vaishnava, and emanating through the heart of such a beautiful servitor of Radha and Krishna, that Haladini Shakti can enter our hearts by his mercy. Otherwise, we are hopeless. So by his grace, we have some hope. And I know he has changed many people's lives. He's changed my life. And I think he's going to change the many, many people in the world's life coming throughout time. My words can express my gratitude to Srila Gurudev. I wish I could do more to be a better disciple. But by his love, I'm sure my heart, all hearts will change. There's a word called Mukunda Preshta that the spiritual master is very dear to Lord Mukunda, and he liberates one from the material conception. And this master is a Radha Priyasaki. He is a confidential servant of Srimati Radhika. And the correlation between Lord Nityananda taking us is very, very unique and beautiful, how Srila Prabhupada brought us, the embodiment of Lord Nitya's mercy bringing us. And in Kali Yuga, the associates of Srimati Radhika have associated with Mahaprabhu, Rai Ramananda, and Arup Damodar, and intimate in Gaur Leela. So those Gaur Priyasakis, we're so fortunate to have such a personality in our midst to transmute that Bhagini Shakti into our hearts. So we pray and thank you very much for all the austerity that you came to come to this area. Now the hardships to be on the airplane and to deal with all those people, and all the stewardesses and everyone else. I know it's hard. I know it's hard for me. And I was, so thank you so much.
Was Bhajnath Prabhu.
I also know a special event with them. I'm sure there are a lot of people who so all the Acharyas in our line, the group of the Swami, and also all the assembled by Chan. I'm not very qualified speaker, but I want to express a little bit what happened in England. All the Vaishnavas have said so many beautiful things. How they are so happy to receive Guru Gurudev. And how this gathering will be so auspicious and successful. And traveling with Guru Gurudev is such a wonderful experience. India, we were traveling before India, Australia, Singapore, Bali, and just now we came from England. So in England, Guru Gurudev was speaking on the discussion, the teaching between Narada Muni and Vyasadeva. Narada Muni was indicating to Sri Vyasadeva that he didn't really give that thing which will make everyone supremely happy or healthy or even more than that. Vyasadeva was very despondent after writing all the Vedas and Vedic literature, Puranas. He has outlined so many good instructions for the conditioned soul to make proper advancement. And clearly he was not feeling happy. So when Sri Guru was discussing this, we got tremendous inspiration by his explaining how all the instructions which Vyasadeva had written down, they were actually only helping the living entities to become healthy. Sri Siddhamara, I believe, has said that he has given the diet for the sick person. And he didn't really give any diet or anything to eat for those who are healthy. So Narada Muni indicated that you have to glorify the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Braja. We associate all the different activities and rasas which are going on there. They are the supreme source of happiness for all living entities. So we are very fortunate because this is the thing which Srila Gurudev wants to give to all. The diet for those who are healthy, yeah, those who want to be healthy. And to hear about the wonderful description of the Braja Lila of Sri Radhan Krishna. This is the real mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come only for this, to sprinkle the wonderful beauty of the loving exchanges between Srimati Radhika and Krishna and all the external associates in Braja. So this is very, as I believe Bhakti Balabha Prabhu mentioned, this is very rare, and I realize more and more how Krishna has arranged it for myself and I believe for all of us. We don't deserve this. We are not in any position to claim that this is to be meant for me. This is sheer mercy which has come our way, and the more and more we are in this association, I feel that this is the most wonderful thing which could ever happen to us in our life. At least I feel more and more that this is something which I hope I will be able to develop the rest of this time in this body, and I wish that so many more can come and share this with us. So I hope that this whole program in Braja under the auspicious of Nirgun Prabhu and so many wonderful devotees are living here, so many have come. I think this will be such a successful event that all of us will never be able to forget it. all glories to all the wonderful Vaishnavas and especially to Sri Gurudev for making his appearance again in his Vaishnavas.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Sadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Turbhaktaya Namoha Vancha Kalpataru Vesya Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitana Pavanipyo Vaishnavibhyo Namoha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattiche. Once we were sitting around our Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parsisan Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj in Navadvip Math, Devananda Gaudiya Math. So many renowned sannyasis from Haridwar of Advaitavadi, very tall figure, very sound health, very reddish whole body, very learned persons were there. They came to our mat and they were sitting with our Gurudev. They asked that in Haridwar, in Rishikesh and other places in Kashi, we have so many Vedic societies, mats, and in each of our temple, mandir, or mat, big gardens are there. Many kinds of flowers are there. But I hear there is no garden, nothing, no rose flowers, no other flowers, belly, chameli and others. Why you don't keep gardens in your mats? He told that you are not seeing. Very beautiful garden is here. And think that you have no eyes to see these gardens. You are saying that more than 100 Vaishnavas are here, very little boy, young is. This is my garden. And these are very beautiful flower plants. Rose flower only gives scent for some distance. But these flowers get sent in whole world. So, I think now that wherever I went in western or eastern countries, in England, in Holland, in Russia, even in Russia, France, Germany, in western countries, here, Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, in Australia, in South America, everywhere there are very beautiful gardens. So I am happy to be in one of the very pure gardens here. You are all the plants of flowers that Swamiji has planted with his own hand. I think myself fortunate to obey the order of Swamiji, that I planted so many flowers, beautiful creepers everywhere. So you should try to help that my garden should not be dry. If garden is there, so beautiful plants, but no water, then today or after today or after some days it will dry. So water is always needed. When it will be very, very big tree, then you cannot give water, but Krishna will give water in rainy season. So no fear for drying. Until they are not matured up to bhav, association, hearing and kirtan, this is like water, it should be given. Otherwise, it has come to saddha, it has come to nishtha, ruchi, asakti, even to bhav. If water is not given, then it will dry. When bhav will come, then nothing worry that the plants will dry. So up till that time, we should try to be associated with very bona fide Vaishnava. In the line of our Gurudev, who is so much affection for my Gurudev, and he can give nectar in the same line of Harikatha. So Swamiji Maharaj, in his last days, he ordered me that you should help my devotees. Also my Gurudev ordered me to preach, to write books, periodical magazines and everything. So I wanted to preach and write and go everywhere, but I was not qualified. I have never dreamed that I will come to America, I will come to this place, I will go to Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, in South America, here and there in Africa. But I don't know how he managed. I think that Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swamiji, is making all arrangements for me. Especially I am happy. Mostly I am happy that wherever I go, I see that so many senior and sincere devotees of Swamiji himself arranging everything. When I went in Australia, so many senior devotees of Swamiji helped me so much that I was so much happy. I was melted, my heart was melted. When I came here, some persons told that you should not host Narayan Maharaj anywhere in England or America or anywhere. But Swamiji arranged. So I am so much indebted to my Shiksha Guru, Srila Swami Maharaj, that he personally inspired devotees to help me. Because I have not come for my self gain, nothing. Only to follow the orders, carry the orders of my Guru Varga, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, and all others. I have nothing to gain. But I think that if I may help devotees who are neglected, who have no means to be associated and no means to develop their Krishna consciousness, pure devotion of Krishna, which please Krishna, then that will be dry. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that in this world, pure bhakti is very rare. I think that very rare person will know what is pure devotion of Krishna. He has not written so much in Jaiva Dharma and so everywhere in the explanation of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Amrit Prabhah Bhashya, perhaps you know, he has written in so many articles. A very little book is Tattva Vivek, very good book. You should try to read it. What is pure bhakti? The cultivation of activities solely for the benefit of Krishna, or for Krishna, or for the devotees of Krishna, to please only to them. Not polluted with any kind of jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, or anything. Now, everywhere in world, especially in India, they tell that we are following pure Krishna bhakti. But Srila Prabhupada told that in all world, which is going in the name of pure bhakti, is not pure bhakti. All are polluted. Mishra bhakti. Contaminated.
Mixed.
So it is very important to give this pure bhakti to all world. He told what I told in England, my class, that Vyasadev has divided 4 Vedas. He has written Vedanta Sutra. He has written Mahabharata. All the Purans, everything. He has spread all kinds of knowledge. What is Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Krishna Tattva, and all other tattvas. But he was not satisfied. There will be no supreme anything, tattva, that he has expressed in Vedanta Sutra. All acharyas has explained this. Without explaining, anyone cannot be acharya. But even he has did this, he was not happy. Why? He has not explained the glories of gopis, the Brajavasi. To glorify Krishna, it is essential to glorify his mother, Nanda Yashoda, his friend Srinam Subal Sakha, and mostly, prominently, the glories of gopis, to whom Krishna was indebted. And he was telling, Napareham Nirvadya Sanjujan. I cannot repay gopis who has given their hearts, their husbands, their all kinds of religion, even shyness, lok dharma, everything. There is no example of any so pure devotee like gopi. Krishna has repaid all, but not gopi. So Nadrisi is telling him that you have not glorified gopi prem, Radha prem, who is Srimati Radhika, who are gopis, who is Nanda, Yashoda and all. So you should do it and then you will be happy. Then by bhakti, yoga, Isha, all these things, as if they were in the hands by bhakti yoga, everything. And then he did it for all the persons to be happy. So I will try by Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and by Chaitanya Charitamrita, regular classes here, as we did in Australia, Chaitanya Charitamrita, third and fourth special chapters. So here we will try to discuss among all these things so that you can easily develop your Krishna consciousness. Perhaps from tomorrow our classes will begin in the evening. In the evening we will see.
Yes, well, I think we'll have a lot more devotees, so we'll have the classes in the pavilion that we have built.
Yes, in temples.
Yeah, no, right near our house here, 100 yards, 100 meters, there's
yes.
A pavilion we have constructed.
Let them all come.
Yes.
And then
we want to show them.
Yes. Okay. So from tomorrow we will begin our classes, kirtan, everything. In the line of all Swamiji, to please Swamiji and Krishna and my Guru Dev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And thus we will.